Good afternoon, everybody. This is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and it's a beautiful, beautiful day outside right now.
It really is. It really. I mean, the weather's outdone itself today.
It's outdone itself. Mm-hmm. What is it, like 75?
I think
76
so.
Degrees?
Mm-hmm. This Halloween weekend. Is going to be gorgeous.
Gorgeous. We're not going to be freezing our butts off.
No.
Walking in our little costumes at night.
Little, speak for yourself.
You're right.
I will be wearing a full bear costume.
Ooh.
No, just kidding.
A full bear costume.
I wish I had that.
Oh, wait, we're going to reveal what we're going to wear,
yeah,
right?
We
left you guys
that, yeah,
on a cliffhanger last week, and I know you've been thinking about it all week.
Yeah.
What are Elia and Sophia going to be wearing for Halloween tonight?
Tonight.
Drum roll, please.
Can everyone hear
Oh, wait,
me?
I think we revealed this
I
one
think
last
we did, too.
Week.
But it's okay. Just as a reminder, we are going as the Hex Girls.
From Scooby-Doo.
Yep.
The Ego Goth Band. They're so fly.
No, they really are. And we... I've been thinking about this for some time now. Today, we're going to go pick up the final touches, which is the fangs.
The fangs.
Hopefully, fingers crossed that they have fangs left at Spirit.
Please.
No, start sobbing otherwise.
Yeah, and then our next costume for the next day is, drumroll please, the characters from Clue, the
Woo!
Board game.
Yeah.
We need to get the board game, by the way, so that we can have it as a prop of some kind.
It's kind of
also
late.
Because it's so fun to play.
No, it is a good one. I've been missing it recently. I think... we all should have gotten miniatures and then like held them with us wherever we went.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
And then are we going for a third?
Well, I think the third is going to be a classic, like Saturday we figure it out type of thing.
We were thinking Penguins of Madagascar.
Which I thought was hilarious.
I have like a skeleton t-shirt that I could wear, you know.
Sophia had to pick that up the other day.
I had to. I couldn't resist.
Sophia was like, do I buy this? And I was like, I don't know why you haven't already put it, you know, bought a million copies of this prior.
Right?
Yeah.
So, because it's a beautiful day, I think we're going to play some fun music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting. You just heard Chaser by Piero Umiliani.
Mm.
Lord have mercy. Umiliani. Yeah, good one.
Hey, you sounded good.
Good interlude track. And then we're going to hit some Grateful Dead. What else do I have on track? Some more kind of like jam type music. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to transition into some upbeat electronic / house bangers.
Yes.
And Elia.
I think I'll have to add a little bit, you know, see what the vibe is. I've got a couple, like, Sophia told me she put electronic music on. So, you know, I had to go through all my playlists and find some more, like, electronic-y music. The songs that I have, I have three right now.
Elia's going to be
strong
riffing.
Small but mighty, as they say. But yeah, well, I'll add some more. But I do have, if you guys know the song Let Us Be, I do have that right now on there, which is fun. And, Morgan Stop by Kitty is also a fun one.
Get excited.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up is a classic, Morning Dew, Europe, 1972, The Grateful Dead.
Mm-hmm. See you guys soon.
Walk me out in the morning. Thank you. it does better. Thank you.
right, that Yay. Was Lila Part 2 by Agitation Free. We almost missed that, and we were deeply embedded in conversation. Oh, we had 10 more seconds?
That's how I was going to be.
I got ahead of myself.
I was going to be like, don't worry. But then I was like, ah.
It's okay. That was going on for what? That's like a 7-minute song. And before we had like an 11-minute song.
Yeah, long songs. It's a long
song. Long song.
My songs that I chose are a little shorter.
That's good.
Not to flex.
We're about to transition.
We're moving away from
that. We're moving away from that.
Yeah. I have some electronic-ish.
Let's go. We're going to riff.
Yeah. The first song I have is called Morgan Stop. And I don't know how I found the song. I can't recall.
Okay.
But I like it. It's just fun. It says it's not explicit. And okay. So I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that it is not explicit.
For people who don't know, we're not allowed to play explicit music or, you know, songs with curse words during the daytime hours.
Yeah.
Which is why we don't play, you know, I don't know. I feel like there's a wide breadth of music that we don't get to play that we enjoy.
I agree. I definitely think we leave out a lot of things, but it also does make me almost like think outside of the box a little bit because I'm like perhaps some of my staple songs are, you know, definitely explicit. And so I'm like, let me go look through. And then I find some old gems.
Indeed. It's a different type of exercise, a different type of music for sure.
But it's fun.
It is fun.
I do kind of, maybe one of these days we'll like fill in for someone.
Yeah, well, we should totally do that so that we can play like a rap.
Yeah.
Contemporary type.
Yeah, we're just
show.
Yeah, we're just gonna play clips of guys. We were discussing Nicki Minaj.
Oh, so we could play Nicki. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we could play whatever.
We love Nicki Minaj. We were just talking about that.
Yeah, exactly. We love Nicki Minaj. I'm a big fan. Sophia's a big fan. We're all big fans.
When we meet boys. So what are your thoughts on Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
There's only one right answer.
There's literally only one. She's amazing and beautiful and...
my queen.
Yeah, and I would give anything just to be near her left toe. And if they don't give that response, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I will say Nicki Minaj, she does have some controversial views, but...
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know anything about her.
I can't say them on air because they're not appropriate. But I'll tell you one that's pretty, really, really funny. But I do. But like, you know, I mean, that's where the conversation of separating art from the artist comes in.
Right.
Yeah. No. And with Nicki Minaj, absolutely. Other artists, I'm not sure about that. With Nicki Minaj, it's totally okay. It's fine. She's great. She's amazing. She's a little baby.
She has a baby.
What I would give to be Nicki Minaj's baby,
dude. You'd be a little prince.
It'd be crazy.
Or princess. Or
yeah. Whatever. I can't imagine what that kind of life is like. I know that there are already famous people who have children, but I'm like, to me, for some reason, this generation of famous people and their children is going to be, to me, that's like going to be crazy, you know?
Yeah. I fear for them.
I fear a little bit too. You know?
Deeply.
Even Miley Cyrus says it was hard.
Oh yeah, the children of these megastars.
Yeah,
I can't imagine the psychological torment involved.
God. I know.
Let's be real.
That's why they all get married so young too. They're like, "What is my life?"
Yeah, what is my life? Like, I already have everything.
Exactly.
Might as well just
the only thing they don't have
to
is
the
love.
Next phase.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's some nasty other types of like coercion and stuff involved. Anyway, we're going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah,
let's get back to the music.
Okay, here goes.
This is Morgan Stop by Kitty.
Terrifying, suffer, but spend the night. Too late, cause the sky's already light.
Dang, you guys, I'm lit.
No, we really, who would have thought that after, three-ish years of having a show together, we just might learn how to use the dials on the... On
correctly.
The, use the dials
wow.
correctly.
Wow. Good for us.
No, really. Sophia's been killing it.
Thanks, guys. That was Defunk by Mochak, this Brazilian DJ.
I was a fan.
I saw this mm-hmm. video. Mm-hmm. It might have been a Boiler Room, or maybe mm-hmm. I'm thinking of something else. Mm-hmm. But I saw a separate video of him as well in Sevilla performing with this insane... insane crowd, yeah. Beautiful afternoon, golden hour.
Not much unlike this one.
Not much unlike this one. He played that track as the sun was wow. turning orange, and I was like,
beautiful.
I wish I was there in my youth.
Oh, I gotta.
I have to be there.
We need to recreate that moment in time.
Oh yeah,
right now,
please. I was like in my bedroom in like the dark, like on my laptop watching it.
It was 2 a.m. You were like,
need. Before that was DC Rot by Yune Pinku. And before that, an awesome track I'd never heard before. Thanks, Elia. Morgan Stop by Kitty.
Yeah.
Dang. Guys, all those tracks got me fired up.
I completely agree. Wow. The Morgan Stop one, haven't listened to in a while. Really inspired
me. Dang,
I
want to hear that
Me
again.
And Sophia are probably going to listen to some in the car later, maybe.
Definitely.
If there's any good.
Oh, definitely.
I'm sure there are. I looked at her little profile, and she's like a producer, too.
Love it. All right, we're going to do a PSA because we're running
late. Get into
late.
It, Sophia.
I couldn't handle reading some of the other scary ones right now. Too stressful. So we're doing something positive. 91.5 FM College Radio PSA. Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley. Broadcasting from Wellesley College. Mm-hmm. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. This has been a message in the public interest from WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
I should really listen to college radio more often.
No, I know.
I get good stuff.
We've said this before on the show, but we would like to be playing WMFO in our house at like all times. But that means it doesn't mean we need anything really other than just like
our laptops out.
Yeah. But we need like one laptop that doesn't move.
Yeah.
It's kind of the little issue.
Yeah.
Cuz all of our laptops move. What? Really? Elia?
Really?
All right. What we playing next? I'm thinking we either, if we want to stick with the same energy, we could play Rotation by DJ Markey, or we could go classic with this one of my favorite Tame Impala songs.
Okay. Well,
What are you thinking? What do you have?
Let's see. I have like three songs that I added. The three songs being "Nice Out" by I think it's Kilo Kush. I meant Kish. Kilo Kish. Not exactly sure. I really would like... I don't know. Kylo... It might be Kylo Kish. I don't know. Anyway. Point is that I would like to play that song, but it's very, like... It's definitely very beady. It's, like, very, like...
It's beady?
Or, like...
Upbeat?
Yeah, it's upbeat.
Okay, then let's play this Rotation track by DJ Markey. I've been playing this album every single week, like, one track per week, because I'm obsessed with it. Then we'll play yours, and we'll go from there. We only have, like, 17 minutes left. All right, this is Rotation off In Rotation by DJ Markey and XRS. Okay.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was Genesis by Grimes. Before that, we had Nice Out by Kilo Kish. And again, Rotation by DJ Marky and XRS. Our time is almost up.
So sad.
Why don't you sign us off, Elia?
I'll do the honors. This is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Have an awesome Halloween. Great week. We're going to end with... Let's switch it up. Let's do Satellite by Flying Lotus.
Satellite.
That one.
Okay, let me. Yep, perfect.
See you next week. Guys, the Wi-Fi's down. Oh, we're cycling through the songs. Yeah, it's the Milky. Okay, we lied. We lied. We're playing this Milky Chant song. Bye.
No, we are stone mines, full of dangers. But I feel your heart, babe. City life, flashlights when we fall into the night. Focused on what you feel, just when you were calling, I love that bite. And we were bound to the city life, flashlights when we fall into the night. Focused on what you feel, just when you were calling, I love that bite.